It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 15 is where we're going to begin reading today. And so please that you would open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 15, and we will begin to read there. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit us at our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. I hope that you're able to quietly sit and listen. If you're traveling, that's fine. I'm glad that you've joined us, but please that you enjoy the study today. Genesis chapter 15, beginning to read with verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and looked, and said, Look now towards heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, a she-goat of 3 years old, a ram of 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, it was dark, and behold, a smoking furnace, and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And the Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. We're going to finish or end with the end of the 15th chapter there at verse 21. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can enjoy your word. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us as we study it today, that we may know your will and way for our lives. We thank you, Father, for this time, this opportunity to go through your word. please, Lord, touch our hearts, guide and lead us in the proper direction, your direction, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have studied, taken a look here in the last time we were together. We went from Abram, and we talked about Melchizedek for the first time listed in the scripture, and how that Melchizedek has some qualities that are much like the Lord Jesus Christ. He has no beginning, he has no end. You know, it was a wonderful comparison as we looked at those verses of scripture back in Hebrews. And I hope that you enjoyed that. I hope that you enjoyed looking at how Abram, when he heard that his nephew Lot had been taken captive, and he went after the kings of the east and went against Chedorlaomer and won the victory, brought back Lot and all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities of the valley there as they were taken captive by the other kings. And as that victory was won and they got back to the land, we find that Melchizedek meets Abram and brings him forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, the scripture says, Melchizedek, king of Salem. All these things, again, are a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it very well may have been a pre-incarnate Christ. He may have been there as he has shown himself many times through the scripture in the Old Testament prior to taking on the body as we know him as the Lord Jesus. So we watch this take place, and this opportunity of Abram giving him a tenth, a tithe of all, the 20th verse says. And then we have a beautiful picture here of the king of Sodom said to Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. See, normally whenever you go up against any enemy, well, you find that the spoils go to the victor. Well, that would be Abram. And even the king of Sodom was willing to give all the goods unto Abram and just give me the people and take the rest. And Abram said unto the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even a shoe latch, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abram rich. You see, he wanted to have the blessings of the Lord. He was not worried nor concerned about the things of the land and of the world. And so he was strengthened, I believe, by Melchizedek, because I'm sure he was weary coming out of the battle and from this war that he fought. And as, again, we said that this little skirmish between the cities, the lands and the kings of the east and the lands and the kings of the south, we wouldn't even have mentioned it if it had not been for Lot. And Lot should never have been there, but he was. And seeing how he was Abram's nephew, and seeing how he was a believer, he was went after and brought back home. Abram delivered that, and he wanted no goods for it. He wanted nothing in payment for that. And he said, the Lord has given me my strength. The Lord has blessed me. And I don't want you to give me anything so that you can say you have blessed me. Oh, that we walk with the Lord so closely as that. And then we come to the 15th chapter, and that's where we started today. And it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came. So after this battle, after coming and talking to Melchizedek, after him standing up against the king of Sodom and saying, no, you give me nothing because I don't want you to say one time that you made me wealthy. Now, do you remember what was said about Sodom? Over in the 13th verse of chapter 13, it says, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Now do you understand why Abram wanted nothing from him? I want nothing of you. I want no part of you. You take what you have and you keep it, because Abram says, I don't want it. The Lord's made me rich. The Lord's given me power, and I don't want to be named among you. Oh, that we would stand the same way today in this wicked old world. Sad to say that even believers and strong preachers that used to be of the gospel, why, they're standing next to the devil himself in order to hang on to their large church or have their big offering, or I don't know what purpose it is, but I guarantee you it's not of God. And so many have fallen to the ways and the dealings of the devil. Well, the devil thought he could win here. He thought that he could take one little page away from Abram's book of faith here. He could take that, his walk of faith. He could yank that page right away, because he could tempt him. He was weak. But you see, the feeding from the king of Salem was just enough, I believe, to strengthen Abram. And he could stand solid against that old devil. And when the king of Sodom come to him and had an opportunity to make this offer, he says, no, just you take it, you keep it. After these things, the first verse of chapter 15 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. What a beautiful verse of Scripture. And you see, when we stand solid for the Lord Jesus Christ, we get those victories. And we should know, as Abram has learned here, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, have no fear. I am thy shield, wonderful, and thy exceeding great reward, wonderful. That's the first time that we have that listed there. The word of the Lord came unto Abram. As we look at that, and you have many times that we have the Lord speaking to Abram, and here it clearly says, again, the word of the Lord came. Fear not, and great reward. All those things are firsts in those words. Not the first time that the Lord had spoken to Abram, but the first time it's listed in such a manner. The word of the Lord came unto Abram. Fear not, and thy exceeding great reward I am, he tells them. What wonderful verses, first verses. And so please, I underline things like that, and I put first right next to them, because we have a lot of firsts when we're studying the book of Genesis. Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. Can you see what is taking place here? Abram is beginning to get old, and Abram has no seed. And, you know, we have had several promises as we've studied from the time of Abraham here. And all the time he is promising him this inheritance. He is promising some wonderful things. And yet it seems as though how can it come to pass? I'll give you an example here. Back in chapter 12, verse 1, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, and I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Look at those words. Now, how can this be when Abram doesn't even have a child, a girl or boy either? There's nothing to carry on this family name. How can this promise take place? And so we look again here in the seventh verse of chapter 12. And the Lord appeared unto Abram. And again, I said a while ago, the word of the Lord came unto Abram. And here we have the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar. And so he had the promise of a seed. Unto thy seed will I give this land. Well, where was it coming from? How are we going to possess this land? Where is my heir? I have no seed. Abram said. And so you see what he decided to do, and we're pretty good at this. We begin to scratch our head and figure it out for ourselves. And we should never do that. We should look to the Word of God, look to the will of God, and wait upon the timing of God. And here, why Abram was just like we are, you know, that's the reason this is recorded here, I think, many times, to show us that we're just the same way that Abram is. And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one is born in my house, in mine heir, and it was of this steward Eliezer. He had a son, and Abram was willing to let him be the seed." And you think, well, that was kind of a strange thing. Well, it really isn't, because we're going to find this, and then with Ishmael in Hagar here shortly, we're going to find another situation. And all those things are common to man. That's the way they did things in that day. And so for Abram in the land of Canaan to suggest that, and even probably back in Ur of Chaldees, it wasn't uncommon when a husband and wife had no children that they would take a servant, or in this case it speaks of a steward, it calls him, and the steward of my house. So as you see, he owned him. He possessed him. And so for him then, for his offspring, his seed, to carry it out, that was fine with Abraham, because that's what the world does. We've got to be so careful that we do not decide that the things of this life and the things of this time are not, when they're as the world, when they're like the world, we need to wonder, is that of God? And so we need to see, instead of just thinking that, hey, this is be fine, this is what we can do. Well, Abram did that. Now let's look to see what the next words is said here in verse 4. "Behold, the word of the Lord came unto him," being Abram, "saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." He brought him forth abroad and said, "Look now towards the heaven." And was it in the evening, and probably it was crystal clear out that night. And I know when I'm in our backyard and I can look up into the heavens and into the skies, and it is just so clear, and there are millions of stars. It's just beautiful as you look up into the heavens. Well, picture that here with Abram, and the Lord has Abram to look up into the sky. And he says, "Tell the stars, if thou be able to number them." And he said unto him, "So shall thy seed be." So shall thy seed be. And so you see, as Abram, he wanted to help the Lord. And we do the same thing many times with programs and different things that we think are so good. We set out to help the Lord. Well, we're not helping the Lord at all, because we have to wait upon His time and do it upon His power and His strength and not upon our own. But you see, we find here Abram followed suit. He followed the same way. He tried to help God, and God said, "No. Abram, I told you it's going to be of your seed from your bowels." Now, he made that clear. In other words, before, with the other families and other lands, it was customary that would be equal to your own seed, this steward of the house. That would be good enough. That was customary. God said, "No. No, Abram, I know how old you are. I know how old Sarai is. And I told you that it's going to be from you, from your own bowels shall thine heir come." Again he brought him forth abroad and said, "Look now towards the heavens, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them." And he said unto him, "So shall thy seed be." What a promise to someone that had no children. And it's clearly stated now, it's not just someone from your household, it's going to be from you, Abram. There's going to be a time, Abram, it's going to come from you. And he brought him forth abroad and said again, "Look heavenward." Look at that. You know what the result of that was? In the sixth verse, and he believed in the Lord. Now, I said that earlier here, the word of the Lord came unto Abram. The word of the Lord came his first time. Fear not. What a promise. Fear not, Abram. Be secure in me. Fear not. This is the exceeding great reward, the scripture says. And in verse 6, and he believed in the Lord. Now, I've got some verses of scripture here that I would like to look up with those first as we looked at them. And the first one would be in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. So we're going all the way back to the New Testament and into the area of the New Testament scripture. 1 Peter, we'll find 1 Peter, Hebrews, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It tells us, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. How are we saved? How are we to live? How are we to be instructed? By the word of the Lord. Please follow it and do not follow man. I have seen today, and it becomes more and more evident every day, that it seems as though that man is more willing to follow man. If you want to be confused, you just keep reading books after books after books, and you keep ignoring the Word of God. Says, no, I study both of them. Get rid of the books and stay with the King James Bible and enjoy it. Get your concordance out. Get a good Bible dictionary out and begin to study God's Word and stay away from all these books. There are hundreds of books written every year. And many people purchase every one of those books thinking that that's the best thing for them to do. Well, it isn't. It's the worst thing. Stay away from them. Get in God's Word, because that's the only place the power is at. And as I just read, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Let's look at Romans. Let's go back to the book of Romans here, because the Word of the Lord, it says, fear not. And now we have Romans. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. We have the first verse, Romans chapter 5. And it tells us, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, we need to fear not, because we have peace with God. That's what a believer, one that is born again, a hope that you possess. It is of great reward, the first verse. And then come down to verse 6 of he believed in the Lord, the scripture says. Look at Romans chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. Romans chapter 4, and beginning to read with verse 3. For what saith the scripture? Abram believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, to him that worketh, is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. We're going to go down to verse 6. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. It is God's work. We just need to believe. Abraham did. Abraham believed in the Lord God. And we find again, and verse 3, for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Galatians, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and then we find Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, and we're going to look at the sixth verse, Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now let's look once again at that sixth verse of Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. He believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Verse 6 of chapter 3 of Galatians, even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. We must believe. And it must be more than just something of the head, something that the lips state. It must be in the heart. Your heart must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your heart must call upon the Lord Jesus, knowing that you are a sinner and that you're lost and you're dying in your sin and that you need Jesus Christ. Call upon him. Believe. Abram did. It was counted unto him for righteousness' sake. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of Chaldees to give thee this land to an inheritance. Look at those words. And the Lord said, the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of Chaldees to give thee this land to an inheritance. What a promise. I am. Those words, I am, you'll find through the scripture, and we've had them many times already. I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of Chaldees to give thee this land to an inheritance. Again, remember, Abram has no descendants. He has no seed. Abram's getting older by the day. Sarai's getting older by the day. And they're getting past the age of childbearing years. And yet he's asked to walk by faith. And what did it mean to Abram? We know according to that sixth verse, he believed the Lord. He believed the Lord. And that's the reason he was counted for righteousness' sake. It was not because of all the good works. It was not because he went after his nephew that had gotten in trouble down in Sodom and Gomorrah and found his way back home by means of Abram's victory. It had nothing to do with all the good works and the good deeds. Remember what happened between Lot and Abram when they had too many cattle and they had to decide how to divide the land? What did Abram say? Abram didn't say, all right, Lot, I'm the boss. I'm taking this. You take whatever you want to because I'm taking the best. He didn't say that at all. Abram said, here, you take whichever direction. If you want to go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you want to go to the left, I'll go to the right. Whatever you want, I'll take the opposite. And you just choose, you this day, what you want to do. And Lot, instead of calling upon the Lord, lifted up his eyes, ended up down in Sodom and Gomorrah. It wasn't that he offered this perfect opportunity and choice unto Lot, his nephew, that made him good enough to have the blessings of God and to be counted, what's the scripture say? And he counted it to him for righteousness. That good deed didn't gain Abram any righteousness. That good deed of going after Lot and bringing him back from the battle of Chedorlaomer, that did not bring him any righteousness. The only thing that brings righteousness today is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And the only reason that that helps is because Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary that you and I can live. And by him dying on the cross and being our innocent sacrifice, that has given you and I an opportunity to come by faith as Abram. Many people believe there are different ways to be saved, one in the old and one in the new. There is not. It's the same way. You are saved by faith. You need to recognize that you're a sinner. Recognize you need a Savior. Abram, back in Ur of Chaldees, when the Lord called him, he responded. And we have the wonderful message here that Abram believed. He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had not come to earth for 1900 years yet. And yet it was by faith that he trusted in his coming. By faith that he looked at the opportunity and the promises of salvation through Jesus Christ. Not by any of his works. And Abram did good deed after good deed after good deed. I hope today that you know Jesus Christ. I hope today that you can look and realize that you're a sinner and you're lost. The only way you can do that is if the Holy Spirit today is convicting your heart. I hope that you, if you were trusting on any work, and we begin this next verse of Scripture, we're going to give a beautiful picture of the gospel once again. But I hope that you know Jesus today. I hope that you have trusted in him today. I'm going to ask you, as I always do, please, what are you going to do about Jesus?